Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Doesn't this game on Sunday and the feeling around this team and offense remind you a little bit of last year heading into the Bears game, where we all thought that, okay,
it was a struggle for the offense up to that Bears game last
right?
year.
Does that not feel, the same feeling for this one? Because you said yesterday on the show you thought it was a vanilla offense when you had Ross Tucker on. You thought it was a vanilla offense against Buffalo.
I thought that it was maybe the most plain, boring game plan they had going into a game all season. And I'll be honest, I'm having a hard time imagining why this week would be any different. What do I think they're going to do? Show the world to the Carolina Panthers? For what point? So yeah, I kind of feel like even though I got this borderline boring version of an offense that I don't want to see very often if I'm the Chiefs, because what I credit them for the most is their ability to be creative and find different ways to attack defenses other teams don't, is the Panthers going to be the week that fires up? Really? Carolina? I have a hard time. So, like, for your purposes, yeah, I kind of feel like maybe this is a get-right game. That Buffalo game frustrated me because, in a lot of ways, I don't buy into the full conspiracy that is it was vanilla because they didn't want to show Buffalo anything, as much as I think that they were trying to figure out, and Nate Taylor kind of indicated that maybe he feels that way, as much as I think sometimes where they're like, okay, our offense isn't going well. If you listen to Andy earlier this week, he said, we got to simplify some things. I am making things too complicated for some of these players pre-snap, and I got to start dumbing this down. That's not what he said, but he might as well have, so that we can be more efficient at the things we're good at. That's kind of what I think we're going to get in the Panthers game this weekend.
The Panthers have won a couple in a row, but let's not get anything confused about still who they are as a football team. Their wins are against the Giants by 2 points and a point against the Saints. Those are the two Bryce Young wins.
Those are two of the worst teams in the league.
The Giants have since benched their starting quarterback, and the Saints fired their head coach after they played the last go-around. So I don't suddenly think the Panthers have just figured it all out, even if Bryce Young has more confidence. I hear you on the offensive game plan against Buffalo, and I think it's a little bit of both of, yes, kind of not showing things, but I also think that's something in general, like in sports, I just don't believe in. I think sometimes we assume teams are holding everything back for another matchup. I think there are elements that they're willing to hold back or not show.
Or mainly, test against that defense to see if they work later.
Mainly because also Hollywood Brown might be available the next time they play. Isaiah Pacheco likely available the next time they play. That kind of stuff. So, of course, the offense is just going to look different. For this week against the Panthers, yeah, I don't expect them to have a ton of new looks or whatever. But at the same time, because they lost a week ago to Buffalo, I do think this is a bounce back spot, or at least a spot in which the Chiefs kind of get right and get the confidence back and get some guys that maybe haven't performed at the level they wanted recently. So Xavier Worthy had the drive against Buffalo where you're like, okay, here we go, but they haven't connected on the deep pass. I think Xavier Worthy, once again, they're going to have one or two opportunities again to connect. Is this the week it happens? That ultimately might be one of the most successful things that could come out of this game on Sunday, besides the obvious, which is a win.
They should borderline feed him in this game.
You know, I just think this has the makings of the Chicago game from a year ago. I don't know if they're going to win by 20+. I don't think they will. But I do think they're going to cover the 10.5. I do think they'll end up winning this thing comfortably, and that's why some other pieces might actually get in the game late. This is why, depending on Isaiah Pacheco's status, he was limited in practice yesterday along with Kareem Hunt. But wherever his status might be, maybe this is a game in which we actually do see somebody like Carson Steele or Samaje Perine late get more work than normal because they
just
have the quick turnaround. They have the quick turnaround. Black Friday against the Raiders next week.
I mean, here's the thing. The Panthers reek. I mean, they're just like, they give up the league worst 160 yards rushing per game. So they're dead last in the NFL at that. So to your point on Carson Steele, even from a betting angle, becomes very interesting if you think this game is a blowout. 160 yards per game. They give up the sixth most passing yards per game. So you're like, okay, so they're They're just not good on defense anywhere. Yes, that's correct. They are not good on defense anywhere at all. They are dead last in the NFL in points allowed per game. Look, some of this is the Chiefs' or offense is somewhat limited. I'm not going to pretend like it's not. It definitely is. But if you start going through their schedule, it's not going to be hard to find out how many of the league's top defenses they've been going against. Right now, points per game, the Chargers are number one. Denver's number three. Okay, well, I mean, there's two teams already they're going to face two more times. Pittsburgh's number two, by the way. By the time the season will finish, the Chiefs will finish the number one, number two, and number three defenses in the entire NFL in a points per game perspective. They've already faced Buffalo, who is ninth. They will face Houston, who's 11th. I mean, they've faced a lot of very good defenses.
First place schedule.
This is the league's worst defense. It just is. The only other team that they face in the bottom five so far this year would be Las Vegas and Cincinnati. Two teams who they had some of their, better offensive outputs against. Because they're bad defenses. The Chiefs can still take advantage of that in a lot of ways. But I think they can do it just by being the Vanilla is not bad this week. They're the worst rushing defense in the league. All right, fine. Just hand it to Carson Steele and Pacheco, and Kareem Hunt, and if Pacheco's back, just hand it to them like 45 times and call it a day. Like, I'm dead serious. This can be the most, we're essentially the army of the NFL this week. I don't care. Just run it as many times as you feel like against the league's worst rushing defense.
Yeah, I think offensively they're actually going to be fine in this one. It'd be, you know, the defense, Carolina, in the two wins they've had, they actually moved the ball. But that was, again, I'll just continue to emphasize, against the Giants and the Saints. What's weird, just if you believe in trends and bounce back spots and things like that, when I was looking at this game, it stood out to me just because I wasn't aware of this. Did you know that in the four other times, because it's rare that Mahomes loses by a touchdown or more, we know that, right? It hasn't happened very often. In the four other times that Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs had lost a game by 7 points or more, the very next week we saw the team defensively in particular step up. So coming off a loss by more than one score four times, the defense that next game gave up just 17, 13, 17, and 14. Now, you could dive deeper and find out who's the opponent and everything. To me, the opponent doesn't matter because they're playing the Panthers, so it's as bad as it gets.
Yeah, like, it doesn't, look at the opponent in the face of one of the league's worst teams.
Right, and so it's not been that the next week Mahomes and the offense just blows up and has 400 yards passing and four touchdowns. No, it's that the next week after a quote-unquote big loss where they lose by more than a touchdown, the defense plays some of their best football. So to me, I look at it as that, where I don't know if the Chiefs are scoring 35 points against Carolina on Sunday, but are they going to win by a comfortable margin? I believe that because of the defense. This also feels like a defensive bounce-back spot because historically that's been the case. Is Carolina scoring more than 17 on Kansas City Sunday? I think the answer is no.
Well, the Panthers, again, a team that's played from behind a lot, I would still say the thing they do the best is use Hubbard. When they're playing good football, they use Hubbard. They rank 24th in the NFL in rushing yards per game. How do you think that's going to go over against the league's best rushing defense? Like, I mean, it's just, they're not.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people on the that are out there. I see the text line already. Someone says, I'm a pessimist. I totally get it. I think the game has 17-13 written all over it. I think typically I would be with you because we know the Chiefs, they don't blow anybody out. I think if the Chiefs would have won and they were 10-0 right now, maybe and played some of their best football the last week, I would probably lean to, I don't know about 17-13, but I'd be like, okay, the 10.5, I don't know if they cover.
24-13 something, yeah.
But this team coming off a loss, usually there is a refocus. I don't buy in there like, oh, they need a loss. I think that stuff gets, I laugh at that sometimes. Like, they didn't need to lose, okay?
No, they could have just kept winning.
But when you do lose, I do think there is a refocus that occurs. I really believe that. That's more about Andy Reid and his philosophy and how they kind of go back and truly self-scout, if you will, and recognize what needs to change. They're not complacent. Some teams like, oh, well, it'll just magically get figured out. No, like, there's things they have to work on, and I believe this coaching staff time and time again has shown that they are able to correct those mistakes.
I fall short of calling it a like wake up call.
Yeah.
But come on, man. I mean, I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's like if you play ping pong with your friends or any other competitive thing you've ever done in your life. They hadn't lost since Christmas last year. You kind of just get used to it. And you go out there sometimes and you're like, yeah, we'll probably win. And I think that there is a complacency that sets in for any person or any team who gets that level of comfort. And sometimes, yes, as you pointed out, a loss like that can be a refocus game. But I think the two wins in a row sometimes like convince you that like maybe the Panthers are playing good football. I'm just going to tell you right now, dig as deep as you want. I dig in every single category you want, every major, minor category. The Panthers are a bottom five team in every single statistical category available. They are dead last in points scored. They are dead last in points allowed. They are one of the five worst passing offenses, rushing defenses, rushing. I mean, it doesn't matter. They are one of the five worst teams in every conceivable category available in the NFL. If this ain't a get right game, well, then they got problems. If I have to come in here on Monday and the Chiefs eked out a win 20-17, I'm going to start looking at their flaws as real flaws and not just flaws I don't care about because they're the two-time defending Super Bowl champions. Like, I'm going to start looking at them more seriously. They should beat the hell out of this team. It's a bad team. Like, one of the worst. There's no other way to describe it.
I was going
to
ask what your level of concern is. Somebody from the text line from the 913, if they don't blow the doors off the Panthers, what is your level of concern? I don't know if you can give a 1 to 10.
I need to see the gameplay, but if it's just like a grind out 2017 win and it's close the entire time and they got to come back in the fourth, high.
Your concern's like an 8.
High. Yeah, but if it's starting the fourth quarter and the Chiefs are up 20-10 and then it's 20-10 until the 32nd mark of the fourth quarter and the Panthers get a garbage time touchdown and it's all of a sudden a 3-point win, that's the context that we need, because otherwise then it doesn't matter. I think, yeah, it's of course just how do they look? There's the eye test element. They don't need to win by 20 for me to feel good. If they win by, 8-12 points, that is what they need to,
what Vegas says they should win by.
Right.
It shouldn't be a one possession game is what you're saying.
Unless it's the circumstance that I brought up where like they're up by 10 throughout the entire game. And then with like 25 seconds, Bryce Young throws a 70-yard touchdown with the second stringers in. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Well, they lose 20-17 and Xavier Leggett gets 8 catches for 100 yards on Nazee Johnson. Fine.
Yeah.
I'll come in here in real panic mode then, but I don't think it's going to happen.
This game is more about the areas where we clearly know they have struggled. You mentioned Nazee Johnson. Can he bounce back and have a better performance against Thielen and Leggett? Can the Chiefs find a way to get any pressure on Bryce Young? Can the Chiefs get any better performance from their offensive line? Does Mahomes and Worthy finally connect? Like that, more than the score, truly, like it's those things against an opponent that clearly is not near your level. Can you do some of the things that we have all noticed have not been there? Can you do those better, at least against them, to show that there's some, get some confidence up? I think the confidence thing with Worthy is huge here. If the first time all year, can they connect? I guess it'd be the second time going back to week one or week two. Can they, maybe for the second or third time all year, connect deep on a Worthy pass? That may not be for a touchdown, but can it be for 40 yards down the field? They do that. That to me is a huge win out of this game, more than winning by 17 points.
It's a get right game. Make sure you get all your ducks in a row.
So we'll talk more about that, I'm sure. And we'll ask Dane and Hughes when he joins us next hour. Like, what happens as a player? What's the psyche like? You have a big game, you lose. Now
that's a non-serious opponent.
Yeah, like they can say what they want, but like everybody knows the Panthers are not a good football team. But how do you, as a player, tell yourself that, no, this team can beat us? How do you go about that?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.